Welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, go to pcapainted.org. In today's podcast, we feature an episode from Map to a Million with Brandon Vaughn. In this episode, Brandon focuses on some of the more boring tasks and ticks some boxes, such as getting legalities signed and documented, and we get to build one of the most epic websites on the planet. The entire season is streaming ad-free on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all you non-members out there, sign up for our free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the Apple Store and Google Play.
What's up, guys? Today is going to be a busy day. We have a lot of things on the agenda. There's the fun stuff, right? Doing the dream team, putting together the brand, picking out the business name. But then there's all the not so fun stuff, but also important, making sure that your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed, all the legal stuff that has to happen when you form your business. So today, that's what I'm going to be working on. I'm going to be getting my license, my insurance, my bond. I'm going to be registering with the Construction Contractors Board. I'm going to be setting up my federal EIN number and also my BIN number, Business Identification Registry, to make sure that we can process our payroll. And some of those things that, let's face it, it's not that fun, but it is absolutely important. So I'm going to be on my computer. We're going to get some of that stuff done. And then the more exciting thing that we get to do today is to talk to my good friend Michael Grigory with ClickCall Sell. And we are going to get started on designing out our website. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing with this Map to a Million project is starting marketing immediately. So I want to get the website going. I want to start putting together the Google ads, the Facebook ads, and immediately start getting our phone to ring so that that way I can support those first full-time two team members that's going to be joining Wise Coatings. So first, the not so sexy stuff, then the really sexy stuff. So let's get started. When you're getting everything all set up, it's important to have a checklist. So I have my Wise Coatings launch checklist in my Google Drive. And anytime I have something pop off the top of my brain, like, ooh, that's right, I gotta make sure that I do that, I put in my checklist so I don't forget it. By the way, this is like literally every single thing that you have to do to kind of get a business from zero to fully ready to go. There's a lot of items on here. This is a list I've compiled over years of running my own businesses. And so this is very valuable. By the way, MAPS Mastery members, get a copy of this. So if you are interested in joining MAPS Mastery, this is one of the resources that I share with those that support the channel. So here we see we have some things like picking out a business name, done the trademark search. Here's some of the things that I'm going to be working on today. I need to get my operating agreement finalized for my LLC that I'm going to be forming. I need to get a business license, put the bank account together, register my trademarks, get GL insurance, workers' comp, bond, CCB, etc. So I have some of these tabs open. To get my BIN number, which is going to be my business identification number with the state of Oregon, that's the identification code I'm going to need to be able to register as an employer to set aside employee taxes. I'm going to go here, get that registered. Applying for an EIN with the IRS, also very important. I want to do this. In order for me to open up my bank account, I'm going to need to have an EIN. I'm going to need to get an Oregon CCB number. There is a license, training, and test that needs to go through this. You need to have a responsible managing individual. I've done this before in the past, but I've talked to Jackson about this already, and he's actually going to be doing this. He's like, bro, I got you. So again, benefits of having a team. So he's going to go ahead and get the CCB test, but I need to get some of these documents printed out and make sure that I have everything set up for him to be able to do that. I do need to go get insurance. This is my agent that I'm going to be working with, as well as my attorney to be able to kind of draft up some of our operating agreement things. So a lot of items to do, but let's go ahead and jump in and get started.
Get ready.
We'll be right back. Okay. Next big item on the list. Get the website designed. So I'm going to be meeting with my good friend, Michael Gregory. We're going to hop on Zoom. I want to tell him kind of what I'm looking for. And we're going to get our website going. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Brandon. I'm excited to talk to you today.
Hey, man. So, all right, buddy. I need a website. We have launched the new service business, or we're launching the new service business, Wise Coatings. So it's going to be epoxy floor coatings and like wall coatings, like the interior garage. And I want to get the baddest website on the planet. That's why I'm coming to you.
All right. Good choice on industry, by the way. So we do need a couple things from you. You have your logo. Is your brand design concept already created?
Yeah, I got the logo. We got like a brand guidelines too, so I got like colors and things like that.
Okay, how about a sitemap? You thought about pages you want, how the layout structure, anything like that?
No, that's why I'm talking to you.
All right, okay. Well, it's good to know if you have any ideas before we start, rather than we just kind of just take control. You know, getting some input from you is important.
Yeah.
What about photos? Go ahead.
You know, photos of like our photo gallery and then different services that we're going to offer, probably have like some individual service pages and, you know, show what colors we offer for different, you know, floor coatings and stuff like that, swatches and things.
Yep, absolutely. What about images? Have you got professional photography done yet?
No. So because it's brand new. I mean, I'm going to start building out my portfolio, of course, as we get things going. But I met with the manufacturer and told them kind of what I'm looking. So they're gonna get me over some footage of, you know, of our actual product line and get some photos that we can use to start out, and then we'll swap them out as we start getting work going.
All right, and we have licensing for tons of different stock images. I'll tell you what, I'll come back with you with a sitemap, some just general layout, and we'll meet up in a week or two. Sound good?
Okay, right on. Right. Sounds good, man. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, it's been about a week. Michael just emailed me and said that the website is ready to look at. So I'm gonna type it in and we're gonna take a look. All right, go and take a look. Oh. Oh man. Oh, that is so good. I love it. All right, so let's go ahead and walk through this. So we have our slider up here at the top. This is a cool little feature because we have 503 coding. Remember that? We hover over that and it'll actually show the real number. We got the Nice Job integration that shows a running feed of bookings. We got some dummy data in there to just kind of show that, which is really cool. We got the quotes. The thing I love about this is that this stays fixed up at the top. You want to make sure that you have your call to action to get a free quote, to call or whatever, always pinned, so that no matter where someone is on the page, that's going to be up at the top. Oh, dude, this looks so good. This looks so good. Did you see that? We got the little van driving in. So he's going to build out these location pages. So for SEO purposes, we're actually going to have a dedicated page for every single one of our cities in our service area. We got the working with as easy as 1, 2, 3. Love it. So up to our site map, we got residential flooring. I'll click on garage, little epoxy versus polyurea, polyaspartic. Oh, that's smooth right there. That's just sweet. Got our lifetime warranty. Let's see here. Okay, so we got our residential flooring. We got our commercial flooring. We were able to get some good photos from our manufacturer of this is our actual product right here that we are going to be custom blending that are ready to go. And we'll go in and we'll start replacing these with our work once we start getting these things going. See, when we click on that, takes us to the contact us page. So we'll be able to find out how they heard about us, what services they're interested in, and then I believe this will email out to us. I'm excited. This looks fantastic. This right here is the exact reason why I do not believe in do-it-yourself. Michael over at ClickCallSell completely crushed this for us. And the great part about it is that the way they kind of lay their website out is all of the Google ad management, all of the backlinks, setting up everything, $500 a month for the whole website, everything all completed and finished. So, I mean, man, super, super affordable. And I'm very, very pumped because our working capital, as you know, is little and small. And this is a great way to get a professional grade website. And Michael has done work for multi-billion dollar franchise companies. He was actually director of marketing and he just absolutely crushes this space. So he's not sponsoring this video, by the way, but if you're interested, I highly recommend working with Michael if you're looking to get a website or a new website done. He's also gonna be taking care of all of our Google Ad management. So I'm gonna be meeting with him, going through some of that stuff. And then I'm gonna get our Facebook ads up and going and just start getting this thing to rein in leads. We have our Facebook profile done, and I'm gonna kind of experiment and play around with it a little bit, see if I can find some people to be able to help us out on the marketing side as well, so that we can start booking up the schedule and making the phone ring. So I'm excited though, this is perfect. Are you a subscriber? Well, are you? Hey, I'd like to encourage you, if you haven't yet, to click the like button down below. Make sure that you're a subscriber. Make sure that you ring the bell for notifications of even more awesome episodes just like this. And a huge thank you to my MAPS Mastery members. Thank you guys so much for making this whole channel possible. Click on the link down below if you'd like to support the channel and become a MAPS Mastery member as well. We have over 40 video modules in there. Group monthly coaching that happens in that group as well, and I highly suggest that you check it out. So thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next one.
PaintEd podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and is made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.